I want to skip over until we get to Proverbs chapter 4, verses 22 through 23, because that's what we're talking about. Hear ye the word of the Lord. So incline means to hear in this particular case. You know, you go down a hill, that's an incline. But that's not the incline I'm talking about. I'm talking about the one that means to hear with your ears, but with your spiritual ears, with your heart. He says, my son, attend to my words. Pick up the book, as I said. Study the book. Read the book. When you read it, then get to the point where you say, God is talking to me. What are you saying, Father God? What are you saying to me, Lord? And Jesus is always making intercession for you and for me. And God will give us understanding and wisdom of his word. He said, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. You know, put down the devices. Ever so often I had this sitting here and I could be tapping and tapping, but I said, I want to take the book tonight because I want to talk about picking up the book. Whether you actually pick up a hard copy or you do it on your device, put the word in your heart. God is saying, I'm calling you. Oh yes, I'm calling you. I'm calling you to a closer walk with me. And you can have that closer walk with me by studying my word, meditating on the word. You know, you can take one or two scriptures and just meditate on them all day long. Put them in your heart and then live them out of your life. Every time I talk about that meditating, I just come back. The picture almost always comes back to me when I was in elementary school. And we had to learn, we call it the timetables, the multiplication tables. We had a little card, about 4 by 6 or something like that. It had brown writing on it and smoke of the bear. And we went over those numbers. 1 times 1 is 1. 1 times 2 is 2. Of course, we soon found out we didn't have to do that one. But we kept going over them and over them and over them and meditating until they are in our spirit. That's what we're going to do with the word. Well, you start saying now, I'm not going to let this word depart from my eyes. I'm going to put it in my heart. He says, for they are life. Where are you looking for life? Where are you looking for joy? Where are you looking for peace? For they are life unto those that find them. And health, 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 medicine, health, medicine, health, medicine to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And how do you keep your heart? You put the word of God in it. Jesus came to live in you. God is love. Jesus and God are the same. He said, I and my Father are one. I do what my Father said. I only do what my Father said. Get to the point where we say, I only do what the word says. The word says, forgive, I forgive. The word says, love, I love. The word says, I'm healed by his stripes, then I'm healed by his stripes. The word says, I'm blessed and prosperous, then I'm blessed and prosperous. The word says, wealth and riches are in my house, then I say, wealth and riches are in my house. The word says that I'm strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I say, I'm strong in the Lord and the power of his might. The word says, ask for wisdom. I have asked for wisdom, so I say, I'm wise. Take the word of God, put it in your heart, and do what the word says to do. There's so much that we could say, but I hope I opened the door for you to get into the word of God, to put it in your heart, to study it for yourself, and become a wise person. So many people, you remember when this pandemic first started, and we didn't think it was going to come out to much, but it has come out to more than we can. But I want you to know it's not stronger than God. It's not stronger than God because there is only one God. And God is God and God is God and he is God. My son-in-law, my favorite son-in-law says, he's so God. In Isaiah 26, and don't try to turn the team, says, verse 3 says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Is everlasting strength. He is God. There's no other God beside him. This pandemic is not God. Bishop has us confessing continuously, Jesus is my Lord. He's the only Lord. You say that. Jesus is my Lord. He's the only Lord there is. I look to the hills. My help comes from the Lord. And I trust in him. I attend to his word. I incline my ear to his saying. I've asked him for wisdom. I'm a wise person living out the life in Christ Jesus because he has come to live in my heart. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Speak in tongues every day. If you need some help, then we're available. You can contact us at 662-631-9787. Or you can contact us at www.bovcfc, or I'll have to get the email address, or by Facebook. We're willing to help you. Share the word of God with you. Reach out to someone else and share this word. For God is God is God is God. And he's the only God there is. I say to you, speak Jesus' name consistently and continuously from your heart. Speak the word from your heart. Listen, my children, and ye shall hear of victories through Christ Jesus, our Lord, and have the wisdom of God to live life every day to the fullest for the rest of your life. Thank you so much for joining in today. I believe and I trust that I have said something that will help you to become a wise person and live a full life, that you will take this word and study the word, meditate on this word until you hear Father God speaking to you and not my voice. Father God, we thank you so much for this opportunity to share. We speak blessings on every listener who's tuned in to listen to this word. Everyone who may listen later on, may your blessings continuously cover them. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. And we say, fear, leave every household and individual. For you are not God. God is God. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen and amen.